parade is on Tuesday, November 29th. Starts at 6, so come on down for some food, some drinks, some fellowship, and some parade watching. Again, it's a benefit to being a member of the Historical Society.
Well, speaking of that, this is, you know, folks want to have something like that available to them, might as well be able to join the Historical Society on the spot.
It's an outstanding opportunity, Chuck. Thank you for bringing that up, to go ahead and join. We will have membership information available that evening. So if you would like to join, you can certainly do that, join on the spot, as it were, and then watch the parade. So, yes, it's $30 for an individual membership to the Historical Society, $50 for a family membership. So if you're so inclined, please let us know, and we'll hook you up.
Well, aside from getting prime seating for all the parades in downtown Emporia, what are some of the other benefits that come with being a member of the Lyon County History Society?
Amongst other things, is the opportunity to rent the third floor, the fabulous third floor venue that at a discount price. So members get that at a discount price, 20% off the normal fee for that. So that's a good time. It is a good time to join if you have a need for a rental. Also, we offer a discount in our gift shop, our fabulous Winter Emporium gift shop. So there is a discount involved there. Amongst other things, you get a newsletter. You get to know first about any and all events that are coming up. So it's a way, it's a win-win, really. It's an opportunity for us to reach out to the public and engage the public in what we're trying to do. And it gives the public an opportunity to join with us and promote the history of Lyon County. So it's a great opportunity for everyone.
Well, of course, the 44th Annual Community Christmas Parade coming up Tuesday. Lineup will begin at 5:45 sharp, and the parade will begin at 7 o'clock. Again, this year's theme is a joyful Christmas. And if anybody knows about joyfulness, of course, Greg, that would be you.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. You know, it's been an interesting time. You know, we moved into we had a capital campaign. We bought the building that we're in currently. We remodeled it. We were ready to go. Things were starting to kick off. And then we had COVID. So the last 3 years have been interesting, to say the least. So the last several years have been unique and challenging, but also rewarding. So we will look forward to, dare I say it, some normalcy in the future, where people can just simply come to the History Center and enjoy what we have to offer.
Well, speaking of being joyful, you guys had a lot to be joyful about this year, as just recently Emporia's Community Foundation's Match Day wrapped up. You guys were a part of those festivities. Can you talk a little bit about that experience?
What experience was that? You cut out for me.
Being a part of Match Day.
Oh, being a part of Match Day was such a wonderful experience for us. You know, the Emporia Community Foundation does this Match Day where they involve 28 other organizations in the area. We have an opportunity to present our case about the value of the Lyon County Historical Society, Lyon County History Center, and then the public responded. And so we were very pleased to be a part of that and look forward to being a part of it in the future. We do not have the results quite yet. That'll be addressed on next Tuesday, same day as the parade.
Hey, that's going to be exciting.
So it's an exciting day all the way around. So, yeah, again, but it was great for us to be involved and active in such a wonderful activity. And we had lots of response. People were interested in helping us out, as well as the other 27 groups. And so it's a wonderful community-wide event that the Emporia Community Foundation puts on.
Well, you mentioned activities. You mentioned people coming in. Obviously, you know, you've got a lot of attractions for residents there at the Lyon County History Center. But now you've also got some great attractions for children, too, with the Kids Zone, correct?
The Kids Zone Exploratorium is a wonderful opportunity for children of all ages, particularly the younger ones, to come in and use their brain power. We don't have electronics going on in there. Everything is fueled by imagination. So you can create things. We have a puppet theater where the kids can present a puppet show. We have food from farm to plate, where kids can learn about farming and the importance of this area and how we provide food for the world. We do a lot of other activities in there. We have reading and storytelling, and so all manner of things. And so it's a great space for kids, and it's just not a come in and look at things and leave. It's a multiple-hour situation where you can do so much, and the most amazing thing is it's all free. So if you want to, if you have some kids that want to spend some time this holiday, or next week, or the week after, whenever, come on down to 7-Eleven Commercial and enjoy our new Exploratorium.
Well, I got to ask: do you have to be a kid to be able to attend the puppet shows? Is that a hard thing, or can you be, you know, say 28 years old and still go to the puppet show?
Well, so long as you have children supervision.
Oh boy, you set yourself up for that,
Chuck. Chuck, can I, Chuck? Will you be my supervisor?
Oh, I suppose. We'll see how that goes.
Then the two of you can come in and enjoy your time.
Yay! All right. Well.
Hey, it's part of the fun and frolic at the History Center, is it not?
Exactly right.
I almost broke Chuck. Well, hey, before we let you go, obviously the month of November is a very big month for you guys, not just activity-wise, Greg, but the month of November actually holds a very special meeting for the Lyon County Historical Society.
It truly does, and thank you for bringing that up. This is we will be celebrating our 85th year of existence. In November of 1937, some locally historically minded folks got together and created the Lyon County Historical Society. Initially, we were part of the State Historical Society. We were that way for a number of years until we branched off to our own specific historical society. But it's something that people recognized early on, the value of history and how we need to work collectively to save it and preserve it. And so that is what we've been doing now for 85 years and hopefully for the next 85 years and beyond. So it's something that we take very, very seriously, the preservation of our collective history. And your story is our story. And so we want to, that is really what we do. We're storytellers. We collect artifacts which help us tell the story of the people and events that came before us. And hopefully we can use that information to carry forward.
Well, Greg, we always appreciate your time. We appreciate you sharing the stories that you do, and we're grateful for all the work that you and all of the people there at the Lyon County History Center and the members of the Lyon County Historical Society do for this community.
Well, we appreciate that very much, and we're very grateful to have you and the people at the radio station, KVOE, and for all the work that you do for this fine community.
Well, we're very happy to do it. It always makes it a little easier when you have organizations willing to work together for a great cause.
Very well said.
Greg, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. Again, you guys have a lot coming up here, so make sure you eat your fill. You've got plenty of energy ready to go for the next couple of weeks.
I won't have any problem with eating my fill, but thank you for reminding me.
There you go.
Absolutely. Greg, thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
That is Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan joining us for his biweekly visit here on our morning show. Of course, again, a lot happening there at the History Center. Chuck, a big reminder, if you are a member of the Historical Society, you can go in and watch the parade on Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. The activities go. Lineup will begin at 5:45. The show itself begins at 7 o'clock. Not a better seat in the house than at the Lyon County History Center. And while you're there, talk about the perks of becoming a member of the Lyon County Historical Society.
Absolutely. So if you want more information, go to explorelyoncounty.org and get all the information you need about the Lyon County History Center. Don't forget here, too, I know we got sports with Greg Ray coming up. Speaking of that, KU basketball, again, against North Carolina State here today with tip time at 11. So we've already moved the 12, I should say, the talk of Emporia from this morning to yesterday. No 12 o'clock hour of news and information on 14 KVUE and 96.9 FM because of KU basketball, but everything as far as the schedule goes on as scheduled here across our spectrum of airwaves late this afternoon and this evening.
Absolutely. Again, as Chuck mentioned, we do have a little check-in of sports to do here. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we will talk with the one and only Greg Ray. KVUA News Time, 8:58. We are live and we are local.
Waters Hardware is ready for a holiday season.